在交通适当的这方面的问题。
Can you continue fellowship about service?
本来这个题目我是预备讲一次的。
I intend to preach one time on this topic.
但是第一次讲过以后，我发觉弟兄姊妹还是很能领受这样的题目啊。虽然这个这样的题目比较是枯燥一点。
On the first time, see that brothers and sisters really acceptable to this type of message.
所以就讲了第二次啊。
So I preach second time.
那么第二次交通过以后呢，我觉得好像还应该再加强一点，所以又讲了第三次。
So on the second time, I called him. It looks like we need to be strengthened one more time. So I preach a third time.
今天是第四次啊。
So today is the fourth time.
因此呢，我想我先提一点，主要的是在这里告诉大家，事动不是少数人的问题。
Brothers and sisters, I want to share with you that service is not belong to minority people.
特别我第一次就在这提到，什么是侍奉呢？啊，个人的侍奉也是侍奉。
So what is service?
啊，所以你在家里面啊，你自己在那里敬拜神，或者你在那里个人布道，这都是侍奉。
Worship God or you preach all of these are a service.
关怀，你在家里打电话啊，有些弟兄姊妹啊，对他们有些鼓励，有些安慰，有些交通，这也是侍奉。
Give other brothers and sisters comfort.
带到，也是侍奉。
It's also service. Intercept.
你在医院，你在你工作的地方，你有美好的见证啊！你不管你这个你的品格、修养，或者你工作的那个那个风格，都让人家说这真是一个好的基督徒。
In your workplace, the way you your character will let other people say that this is a good Christian.
那么当然在教会的里面大家配搭在一起啊，这更是重要的侍奉。
Of course, in church, brothers and sisters work together. This
service is also a service of the body.
This service is a service of the body.
那么前面两次我就不清楚了，我想第三次啊，我就是两个礼拜以前讲的，我要稍微。